Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into this Falcons and the legs of the quarterbacks, which I think is fun discussion because we've been burned so many times the last couple of years by quarterbacks who you know that can run. You just don't expect them to run as much, specifically at massive points in the game. And you and I have talked, obviously, Jaden Daniels last year, 130 rushing yards? I'm just off the top of my head. It was something like that. I know it was in the 120, 130, 140 range. It was insane. And when you needed to make tackles on him, you couldn't. Goes all the way back to the issues with Josh Dobbs and Kyler Murray. And, I mean, you just from top to bottom, you can continue naming quarterbacks that have beat you at any given moment in the third and fourth quarter with their legs, and you cannot stop them. So we start breaking down this list earlier about quarterbacks that the Falcons will play this year. I threw three guys at you that I'm not worried about changing the game with their legs. It's Bryce Young, Tua, and Matthew Stafford.
Hmm.
Can we at least see eye to eye on those of, like, not changing the game with their legs?
For forward yards, yes, but I think Matthew Stafford is just shifty enough to get out of the pocket and then change it with his arm. But yeah, I think Tyler,
rushing yards maybe is a better way to put
Tyler
that.
I think Tyler Shuck should be an option in there as well. I think he can move. I'm just not overly concerned. But yeah, I agree. I mean, overall, I agree.
Okay. All right, so then I think it comes, the next thing we have to do is kind of name what our top three biggest threats will be. And now let me run down the list of quarterbacks, and I'll take those three guys out. Baker Mayfield, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, Brock Purdy, Drake May, Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones, whatever's going on up in Indianapolis, Tyler Shuck, Jackson Dart, I don't know, could be obviously one of the bigger threats for the New York Giants, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield once again, Kyler Murray, and then Tyler Shuck again.
So I'm going to go ahead and just say this. I'm going to irritate some people. When do we play Justin Fields and the Jets? End of November.
Yes.
He might not even be the quarterback at that point. So I'm going to go ahead, and that's a question mark for me.
I'm going to leave him off. I just skipped right over his name. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, obviously, Josh Allen immediately comes to mind. And Jaden Daniels, as you said, had 127 yards. Kyler Murray is interesting because it feels like he's getting to be more run out of necessity than anything. And that's what he's so shifty and he's so small that it's hard to kind of tackle him sometimes because you got bigger guys and he can just duck down and you go right over the top of him.
Yeah.
Can we talk about J.J. McCarthy and Jackson Dart real quick?
Okay. Well, that's what I was like. I was like, how did I not get Justin Fields in there? Because I put Jackson Dart instead with the New York Giants.
Well, I think Jackson Dart's a great point. I think J.J. McCarthy is too. Those guys that were college, they were kind of guys that could do a lot with their legs, right?
Yeah.
They worry the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And the reason why is if you're – go look at what we did to Jaden Daniels last year in the first half. You kind of shut him down in the passing game. You were getting to him, and all of a sudden the adjustment with a rookie quarterback was run right, run left, run here, run there. Like, they just started running him. And I worry that those guys are good enough and it throws you off enough that they just start running them late in the game. It could affect the game. Their legs could affect the game greatly. And can you adjust to that? Because now here's the question. Do we have the personnel this year to adjust? Because last year we didn't. And this year, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Walker, I think James Pierce to an extent, I absolutely think Devon Diablo are guys that are supposed to be able to run quarterbacks down, And I think that they could be used in the situation where those guys won't have as much of an impact if that was the case.
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment. I also, and I think the popular answer to this entire question is probably Josh Allen because of how physical he is. And it, obviously, when you've had trouble stopping the run game from running backs in general, you had a big 260, 270, whatever it is, pound quarterback and a guy that gets going downhill. He's a guy that can change the game as well. I will say, though, like I went back and looked at his game logs from a year ago, and Jeff Orbrick's defense in New York did a pretty good job of holding him in check on the rushing yards. Now, different personnel, right? Completely different personnel from what they're dealing with, but it was like almost like Josh Allen in a couple of these games. And these are close games, by the way. Buffalo beats the New York Jets 23-20, going back to week 6. Josh Allen's rushing yards in that one, let's see, 9 attempts for 18 yards.
Yeah,
feel a lot better about that after looking at the stats of New York Jets last year than I would have just going into it blindly.
Yeah, he can beat you in a multitude of ways though. That's the problem. But what did James Cook run for in those games? Because James Cook had a phenomenal year last year. In fact, he was a top 7 running back last year. James Cook was.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. But I think the secondary was, you know, he had Sauce Gardner in that secondary for the Jets. Their defense is a lot better than people, they were a lot better than people realize.
Yeah. I think that's fair as well. And look, Jaden Daniels is going to do his damage, right? And I'm curious to see how the NFL adjusts to the Jaden Daniels show this year. Because you and I have pointed this out a couple of times. They had a good year. But it wasn't like a good year, like, man, you're staying on schedule on first down. Like, it was like, dude, let's throw up, obviously, Hail Marys. Let's win last-minute throws. Like, it was a come-from-behind season, to say the least, for what you saw in Washington.
They had rookie quarterback magic. It's very well said by you is that the league will adjust. Yeah, they won some games they were not supposed to win last year because of this – almost like this aura that was around the team that, you know, it doesn't matter what the situation is, Jaden will overcome it, and they did. The defense was okay last year. It's got to get better. I think they tried to add to make it better, but it does feel like they'll come back down to earth a little bit. It's kind of the Drake Baldwin thing where people were saying, trade Sean Murphy, we don't need him. Drake Baldwin should start every day, and Drake Baldwin is hitting his butt off right now. I think he went like 3 or 4 Saturday. But you just know that at some point the league will adjust and correct, and then now you're going to have to reestablish that magic.
Yeah. Talk to me real quick about a guy like a Brock Purdy. How much fear are we getting out of a guy like Brock Purdy? Or let's just throw Drake May in there as well. Guys that are gritty.
Well, they're different.
They're different.
That's exactly
what I'm talking about.
I know Brock Purdy can play within the system. I know Brock Purdy will do what Kyle Shanahan wants, and if he has Christian McCaffrey healthy, if he gets Brandon Ayuk and Kittle, and then Ricky Pearsall to me, Ricky Pearsall's about to be Debo, y'all. Like, he's not going to run the ball like it, but he's going to be like Debo Samuel was in that offense. Oh, in fact, he was drafted to everybody thought he was drafted to replace Ayuk, and they weren't going to pay him. No, he was drafted to replace Debo. Because I think that ship was starting to sail with the injuries and then the attitude last year. He's fast. He's got great hands. You get the ball in space to him, he's going to make guys miss. So that's scary because he plays within the system. And if everybody's healthy, Brock Purdy worries me a lot. Drake May is coming out of college, if you look at those two guys, Drake May is a much more gifted guy physically.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Now, I'm with you. You start looking at the back end of the schedule, and you talk about a guy like Justin Fields, or you get all the way down to Kyler Murray. Obviously, you'll see Seattle, Sam Darnold. I don't know what to make of any of those situations right now. Right? I mean, I don't know. You don't know what Justin Fields is. You know that he's coming here and whooped your butt a couple years in a row. As a quarterback against the Falcons.
Yeah, I've also seen him come in here and hit his offensive lineman in the back of the head as a quarterback. It's not
fair.
You know why he beat you last year in your home because you couldn't score points. He didn't do anything special. How many passes he completed across the middle? last year against your defense?
Probably zero.
Yeah.
I had to guess.
Yeah. I think he only attempted like three. So he didn't come in here last year and beat your ass. He came in here last year and their defense beat your offense.
I still put that loss on Zach Robinson.
I also put it on a quarterback that couldn't move and wasn't overly comfortable. And, yeah, Zach Robinson didn't do enough either. I don't disagree.
I mean, you knew he couldn't move. You knew that Caleb McGarry was going to struggle. And you had the entire offseason to game plan for T.J. Watt. And that's what we came out.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Out with.
Don't tell me that Justin Fields came in here and beat you last year. They didn't score.
But he did. With his legs, he scrambled and beat you.
They didn't score a touchdown.
Okay.
So your offense, to me, I agree with you. The offense lost that game. Zach Robinson, you want to say it's him? That's fine. He's the OC. He's responsible. But now the year before in Chicago, Justin Fields put it on you.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. All right. We do have to go to break. And before we get there, Top 5 Tuesday. Coming up at 7:40, top five HBO series.
Oh.
Top five HBO series. Now go ahead and get your subcategories ready because there are a bunch out there. Top five HBO series, period. That's what we're going with.
This
That's
is going to be a debacle. Dylan.
You're going to get slaughtered.
You might be saved. I know he's going to butcher this.
Coming up at 7:40 today and mic'd up. You don't want to miss that. When we come up on the other side of the break, we'll do a little bit in the huddle. We also have a story about something that Squidbilly and a legendary Pro Football Hall of Famer and a guy who had a busy weekend have in common. Don't want you to miss this. Stick with us. It's coming up right on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.